Thursday. Thursday.
Repeat themselves in different ways, but this brings out different nekudas along the whole along Ayala. Just the Chagavik. Someone had asked, why is it that Chazal or Psukim tend to speak not clearly, and you have to dash all the drushes from it? And the answer is Hagufa. If you were to say out all these things mefurish, it would be forever. Chazal, the pasuk says Lamatzech al Ayelus Hashacha, that the nes of Purim is Ayelus Hashacha, and in the word Ayelus you have all these drushes. The word Ayelus conveys all the different things. So Chazal, the Gemara in Yuma says the following: one, Ma Ayeluzu Karnei Mefutzolis Lekan Lekan, just like a deer's horns keep spreading out, they keep splitting and dividing. Af Hashacha Mefatz Lekan Lekan. So the morning, when it begins to get light, it's like there are rays of light spreading out all over. Omer Avida, that's one. Two. V'lom nimsha Esther la'yola. Why is Esther like an ayola? Ma ayola zu rach matzar v'chaviv al baila. Just like an ayola is, it says its rechem is narrow and it's chaviv al baila. Kol shor v'shor k'shor v'shoyna. It's always chaviv al baila. Af Esther is a chaviv al hachashveres kol shor v'shor k'may b'shoyna. Another point. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean Esther Soif Kol Nisim? Chanukah is the last nes as such. So the Gemara answers, Nitin Likosu Kamina. So also, he says that you learn something from the fact that the horns of Ayala split, begin to branch out. So too, he says, the tefillah, the longer tefillah goes, the more it's heard. That's a very, very strange type of limud. I mean, what does it have to do with the fact that it keeps branching out? And that's why the tefillah is nishmas. Akvarim, he's going to explain each segment of it. And let's see. V'heim mefarshim ayolos ha-shacha mipnei. Ki ha-shacha mispatzel ha-or lekan ulekan, sheyoyt o'il min ha-shecha. The shachar keeps spreading out. El poil ha-oira. V'kol dover sheyoyt o'il ha-poil mispatzel lekan ulekan. Anything that comes out of la-poil is mispatzel. So let's talk about this a little bit. There is a concept in Chazal and Betzim in the Psukim. There is something called Bria, where you create things, yesh me'ayin. That's the first step in making anything, is you have a thing. You have a lump of clay. Then you have vayotzer bacheret, means to shape, to form. Anytime you take something and give it a tsura, that's the next step in creating something. A golem is... golem kli'eitz means a block of wood without a shape. The opposite of golem kli'eitz is if it has a kli kibble. In other words, it's hollowed out and it has a mokum kli kibble. A golem is something which is it's got no shape to it. And the opposite of it is something that has shape, lines, and so on. A person who's a golem in modern colloquial, where someone's a golem, is a clod. You say he's thick-headed, he doesn't know how to understand subtleties, he doesn't catch nuances, there's a certain sense of being obtuse, no havana. I once heard from Ramay Shapiro that the word glima derabanan means a cloak. There's this inyan of tznius in wearing a cloak. The Chaznishl Mashal was makpid to wear a long garment. He wanted to be able to wear long garments because the tznius is when the shape of the body is not specifically delineated. So when you wear pants, the shape of the body is delineated. When you wear a cloak over it, it takes away any sense of tsura to the body, and just a stama. A golem is the word stama fits to it. Whenever you have something that is not sharply defined, then it's a then you have a golem. And let me maybe talk about a point that a lot of us is relevant a lot of times. We have a problem with iyun. The first question is, what do you need iyun for? Gmar tegmir zmir tezmar. Chazer, learn it, know it. So the truth is that when a person has material that he does not, when I tell somebody, whoever has, they should fight it out. Kol olam gava is, it says, if two people are fighting over a ship, they should fight it out. That's a goylam. That's a halacha goylam is. The Gemara says that two people are fighting over a ship. So somebody writes a shachor, two people are fighting over a ship, what should you do? Kol olam gava. Now, is this what the Torah says? Yes, this is what the Torah says. Do I have it right? Yes, I have it right. But then the Chacham says, one second, what if it's not a ship? What if it's a motorcycle? What if it's a piece of karka? What happens if they keep fighting and they keep grabbing away from each other? Are we supposed to tell them to do it? Are they doing it on their own? The distinction of tsura means, when we say to be magdir halacha means, give me a certain gather fit. Somebody, a fry person walks in, sees people washing their hands all day long in a frum place. But there's a netilas yadayim that has a shem netila with a kli, and that's one type of netila. There's a shem netila for nikiyus, for which nikiyus works as well. There is a chatzitza. Netila, it's not just washing hands. It's different. There are different types of netilas with different purposes, different gedarim. Whenever any chachma is when you begin to put a gather around something, you begin to give it shape and surah. This halacha comes from here, and b'meil it's nogea there. And these are its restrictions, and these are its manifestations. Each and every type of putting a gather around is a surah. So when Klal Yisrael is now, whenever a person is in a matziv of being a golem, means he's potential. You take a kid who's very, very smart and very bright, but he's never learned how to learn, and you pit him against an older person who's mature and is smart and is a bar das, the other person would win because he's got a sense of tzura. He can say to himself, the little kid is quick and bright, but he doesn't have any way how to analyze something, how to criticize it, how to take the different details and give each one its meaning, clap it, a whole thing, put it together. Those are all part of that. So Choshech of Golus is when Klai Yisrael is in Choshech, when something is dark, when you see darkness, you don't see any Hischalkus whatsoever. It's all there. It just, everything is one big black blob. As the morning begins to become light, you begin to see shapes and surahs and so on. So the same thing, Golus and Geula is that type of relationship. Golus is something where everything, we're there potentially, but we can't realize any of our potential. Whereas Geula has in itself a Nekud of Oyer, and it begins to be Mispatzel Lekan Lekan. It's interesting, in Hilchis Pesach, in Hilchis Chametz is seen as something which is you take dough, and when it begins to rise and to develop into dough, that's when it's Chametz. The sign of Chametz, the two signs in the Mishnah, one of them is that it's Kikarnei Chagovim, the Stokim Kikarnei Chagovim. It begins to become cracked. In other words, when you have a solid mass of dough, it's dough. When it begins to rise, it starts breaking into pieces. That's a simon that it's becoming a chametz stick. So the hispatzlus, the breaking of things into parts, is a beginning of gula. So v'nikra geula gam kein ayelas, ki agula hi oira, ki mo'era shachar shu'yitzir lapoil, v'ipnei kolei hablo michtav rak lamatzeich al ha'shachar, shu'yitzir lamatzeich al ha'shachar, shu'y mizmo zenem al gula, shagula k'mo'y shachar, v'lo'y habet tzorch l'michtav ayelas, Why does it say Ayelas? So he says the first point is learned from the Nekuda of the Spatzlus. Now he's saying it could have just said Shachar. Why does it say Ayelas? Ulekach koma kigulas Esther royu shiad nikra Ayelas al shem Esther vahoyse chviv al baila vezekiv mishlo yoda mishpachto mulata klal nechsheves kol shor k'mayshor rishayna. So here he's explaining that there's a special nekuda. This is the second point in this chazal over here, that she's called Ayelas Hashachar. Ayelas is chaviv to baila because she's always ready. The Ayala is always ready. She's rachmat tsar, like a psula. A psula is rachmat tsar, and it's the same thing as ayala, always has a chvivus. What do Chazal mean over here? So let's talk about, because it's a much broader topic, obviously, and he touched on it before, and we'll touch on it now. There is a person. When chvivus refers to things that are new to a person, things that are familiar, familiarity breeds contempt. Things that a person is ruggel, are not chaviv. The Gemara says that the halacha is trei koyle lo mishtamit. Things that to listen to two people doing kriyas haTorah together is a problem, but things that come mizman lezman, it's chaviv. That because it's chaviv to person, things that come from time to time, he's able to focus on it because it's very chaviv to him. So there's a problem. It says in certain things, l'mashal, on Talmud Torah, it says it should be chaviv to you every day as if it should be chadoshes kol yoyim, as if it was given to Sinai. So what's the pshat? How can you pretend? I mean, you've learned about Basra once, twice, three times. It says Krishma, you should be mekabel every day as a davar chadash, and not like a yutki yeshana, but it should be like a new thing. Well, I mean, you can't pretend. The same thing. How do we understand a person that you can live with a whole life and you don't get sick and tired of him or her? I mean, tachlis, anything that everything that we have, that we own for a certain amount of time, it becomes tiring. So, if a person owns a suit, even if it's in perfect shape, at some point he's just going to get another one because he's tired of it. I once said b'derech halotza, it says that the nisayin in the midbar was that there wasn't the man was l'nasayischa, and it says simloscha lebolsa, that the clothing didn't rot. So Mela Daman, person finished supper at night, his cupboard was empty. So what's he going to do tomorrow morning? So he worries a whole night about it. So that's an Isoyan. But Simloskhalib also means the suit every day looked as if you just bought in this. So it'll be another half year until I need a suit. So what's the problem? So I once said there are halotza that that's the problem. In other words, a person waits for a suit to wear out so you can get a new suit. If you have no excuse to buy a new suit, then you for 40 years you have to wear the same suit, it's a problem. So most things in the world seem to us to be we get very tired of something that we're used to. So how does a person have the erech A for the things that Pasuk says? The Torah should be like Chadoshes, Kabbalah Mashmaya should be Chadoshes, and another person. I mean, people that we're close to, we stay close to for a long time, how do you not get tired of him? What is it that... So the Teretz is like this. A person who's l'moshel very shallow, so which the shallowness expresses in itself, there's nothing behind what is displayed. What you see is what you get, and that's it. I once was thinking, I used to walk to Eshet Torah every day when I used to teach there, and I used to walk by the Arab Shuk. I used to go to the Arab Shuk, and the stores always seemed to be full of a lot of things. They seemed to have a lot of wares. It didn't look to me much poorer than the Israeli stores. I mean, you see a lot of stuff in the, you know, open, and it's being showcased. And then I realized that Be'etzim, their store is their showcase, and their showcase is the store. In a more wealthier setting, in the Israeli part of the city, there are 50 pairs of shoes in the showcase, and you expect 100, you expect 500 in the store. Over there, the 50 that are there is it. That's the store. There's no. It's not showcasing anything. It is it. In other words, the chitzonius of a person's yachas of panim to chitzon is, if a person tells you, if a person lives with his whole metzias on his sleeve, then there's nothing to the person. And b'meila, you finish with it. I was once sitting on a bus many years ago in Eretz Yisrael. There were two American ladies in the seat behind me, frum, and in an hour bus ride, the woman behind me had told a total stranger the story of her marriage, her divorce, and her problems with her husband without leaving out any details. I mean, it was an... So you ask yourself, I mean, isn't there anything left for yourself? Like, all of it, you've got to share every last bit of it? That's an extreme of kuloi chutz and nothing pnim. There's a person that you feel that the interaction with him is only a chelek of what's underneath it. Like the Kohen Gadol says, he used to read and say for Torah Pashas, he used to close it, and used to say, there's a lot more there than I've read for you. In other words, the sense of things that are different have a chitzon that's only, that's drawing from a pnim. There's a pnim, and the definition of the pnim is something that's closed and private in yourself, and the chutz is draws on from the pnim. So when a person, if a person tuzaducha sugya, and I mean Reb Chaim Brisker's sefer, one of its great chashivas is that whole sefer is the only part of a lifetime of learning that he's willing to share with us. Havaminis, other rayas, possibilities, different things that didn't reach the stage where he would like to share it. He didn't. So basically, you see the tip of a huge iceberg. That's where the spotless is. Whereas a person who runs to write down everything, and he puts out 25 krochim, you say that there's a certain sickness of it, because that's it. If a person that has Torah as Bamatziah, Babakam, Babasar, so whatever is here, so at some point, in other words, that's it. If a person has the ability to draw on a deeper point each time he learns it, like Chazal say, the chol eis tadeh yiravucha, just like a child when he nurses, it's not, the milk is not limited to the size of the dad. It's always drawing. There's a pnim that's producing milk. Anything of ruchnius in the world, if a person only sees surface and never feels there's a deeper nekuda behind it, and it's still deeper nekuda, and still deeper nekuda, then it is not, then he hasn't hit the bottom. Then he hasn't, there's not Torah. The pshat is, if a thought doesn't lead to a further thought, that doesn't lead to a further thought, then that's not it. The same thing with Kabbalah Salmach HaShemayim. Frumkeit can never be boxed. Okay, this is it, and Kabbalah, and so on. As a person grows, so does his sense of the depth behind it grow. And if it's not, then he's going to get tired very soon of it. Either he's very flat and shallow, and that's it, or he's... And it's one of the reasons people find Ian frustrating, because you can never cap it. Bikias is pretty capable. You go through the Gemara, you say over the Shakotari, you have it. But the problem with that is, it's limited to itself, and that's it. Ian, because... So if a person is all over the place, there's no Seder in his machshavis and nothing, he never sits down and makes an effort to put it together and so on and so forth. So of course it's very tiring, and the person feels going no place. But if a person has a Seder, the questions that you leave off are the leads to something more. In other words, these are nekudas, but they beg to ask, and where does this go to, and where does this come from, and what's the hashlach of this, and so on. That is one thing. The second point, on a more, I guess, in mitzad, the midas of the princess, is the tznias that she had that was the same. This is a midah which goes keneged the American sense of Midas Tovis. It's almost one of the most diametrically opposed. Let's give an example that's very coarse, I guess, but one of the advices, one of the mindsets is that between friends, a person should say everything he thinks and has in his mind, between spouses and so on. It's not a Midah Toiva. A person who's not a Tsunua Be'etzim, a person that everything's out in his lips, it's not a Midah Yofa, it's not the Midas of Klal Yisrael. And more than that, there is no Chavivus. Chavivus means that the person has content to him, that the person is not displaying all of his wares in every way possible. A person, even on most crassest, the most physical level, a person might have a hearer from things that are gilui arayis, but there's no chavivus. Chavivus means that there's more to the person than meets the eyes. I can always find talking to the person always produces another enlightening idea, another fine feeling. When a person lives with the mindset, everything is set out, everything is nothing left for self. So there is no self. He is, you see what you get, and you get what you see, and that's it. There's nothing behind it. Chvivus lies in, and the truth is, it was the Achashverus was kol kuloi, the gullus of Paras was kol kuloi display. In other words, he made a party for everybody and took out every single kli that he had, displayed it, including his wife. In other words, left nothing to the imagination, left nothing to himself, because he had no self. Everything was kol kulo chitzonis. That was the metzias of it. That is the hefech chvivus. And here's a person who's not outside. Here's a person that has self. And the self expresses itself in the fact that he doesn't go and shout what he is, who he is, what he is. You know, when the time comes, I'll tell you who I am. Right now, there's no mockery for that. It's something that goes against the grain of I remember kids, little kids in first grade, they had a period called show and tell. Everybody, that was, I don't know if I still have it, I don't have it, or maybe today it's called display and communicate, but there's no chavivus in it. It's the midah yofa klaitz, like we said the first time when we spoke about, is that there's a pnim, and there's always a sense that there'll be, if the person has self and the display is only which is wanted and needed to communicate, then there's something else going to come also. That's the chvivus. So she was a tsnua Esther, and that's why she was called an ayola. An ayola, the tsarus means that there's, when something is narrow, like a bottle, it means that the inside is not on display. It's not easy to get in or get out. That's the tsarus of the rachma. So just like an ayola, rachma is tsar, that her pnim is kept, and that Kufa is mechaviver on baila. The same thing, when you see somebody, when somebody's listening, and you see one person talks back a mile a minute, and one person you see a smile lights up on his face as he's aiming on something, there's a lot more of a sense of chivas the second person, because you feel there's a pnim to the person. The chivas a klasel, and in a sense of midas tovus, this is very much part of our goals today. This is the gullus of one of the characteristics of the American gullus is that pnim doesn't exist. The word doesn't even exist. And b'meila there's no chvivus. Everything is used to the hilt. Everything is disposed, and that's the end of it. There isn't a nakuda of chvivus to it. The geula, one would expect it would have been the other way. The geula started when a person was himself, when a person had pnim, when a person kept his pnim, that provoked the chvivus that started the gula. Okay, we'll stop this here, and we'll be holding here. Hi, Rabbi Dokam. Bye. What? Sunday I'm going to Zachasana.